The Stone and Tile Show is proud to be sponsored by the National Tile Contractors Association. The NTCA is a leading trade association in the tile and stone industry dedicated to professional installation of ceramic tile and natural stone. With more than 1,500 members representing thousands of installers, NTCA works hard to be a strong voice for proper installation and qualified labor. The association invests in a professional staff to provide technical support and assistance and offers free educational seminars and regional training opportunities around the country. To learn more about what the NTCA can offer for you or your business, go to the website www.tile-ass.com. That's www.tile-ass.com.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the Stone and Tile Show. I am your host, Fred Houston, and yes, it is Thursday. It is not Wednesday, which is kind of unusual for me to be doing this show live on a Thursday, but things have been crazy. I've been teaching. I've been doing inspections, writing articles, you name it. So I decided to do a quick show that I missed last week. I know I promised everyone to talk about this particular subject, which is the Coral Castle. If any of you have never visited the Coral Castle, it is located in Homestead, Florida, which is just south of Miami. And the reason I'm discussing this is it's somewhat of a stone mystery. And there are people that claim they've solved the mystery. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But let me give you a little bit of history. The Stone Castle was built by an individual by the name of Ed Leedscallion. I believe that's pronounced right. And it was built back in the, I think it was the late 1930s, around 1930 something, whatever. And he was an immigrant from a foreign country, and I think I wrote it down. I don't know if I can pronounce it. From Laffin, was born in Laffin, came to the United States, and apparently he was supposed to marry this 16-year-old girl, and she dumped him, and he was building this castle made entirely of coral stone to kind of attract her back, I guess, or whatever. But the mystery is, this individual, very frail, small individual, probably didn't even weigh 100 pounds. He was a stonemason, though, and he built this entirely at night, and it's a mystery of how he built it. Some of these blocks of coral, this is all coral stone, weigh as much as 30 tons, and he moved all these things all by himself with no mechanical, or I shouldn't say mechanical, but no automated equipment, you know, no cranes, no bulldozers or any type of power equipment that way. So there's always been this mystery or this secret as to how he built this particular castle. And it's really interesting. If you've never been there, I've heard about it for years. And a few years ago, I went on a motorcycle trip with some friends. Hello, Carl and Patty. And we went down there and toured it. And it's pretty impressive. I mean, there's some very, very large blocks. Let me kind of describe it a little bit, then I'll get into the mystery itself. It used to be, it's not there anymore. When you walked in, there was a door, and the door was primarily a large block of stone. And this stone weighed, I'm trying to think of what the weight was, something like 9 tons. I mean, a lot of weight. And you could literally push it open with your finger. And just incredible that you could just, you know, take your finger. I guess when it went, when it broke sometime, I forget when it actually broke, in the 80s or somewhere. And prior to that, you know, little kids would come up and just simply push it with their finger. And that was kind of amazing, but that mystery was kind of solved of how that was done. And we'll get into that here in a minute. But some of these blocks were moved. And you look at it and you go, how in the world did he move these blocks without any cranes, without any bulldozers, without any, you know, gasoline or diesel powered equipment? And he did this all in secret, did it at night all by himself. And many, many theories are out there of how he did this. But anyway, there's a lot of carving. There's stone, coral stones that actually are rocking chairs, picnic tables, a lot of carved material there. Now, it's not what you would consider a true castle per se. I mean, it doesn't look like a castle with big towers and everything. It has, you know, an area that looks like a tower where is where he his residence was. But, you know, if you go to YouTube or go to Google Images and look at it, you can kind of see what I'm talking about. But seeing it in person, I'm sorry, doesn't do it justice. So if you ever get a chance to go down Homestead, Florida and check it out, especially from being a stone guy or lady, it's well worth it. So anyway, the mystery is, how did he manage to construct and move these slabs? And I should say blocks of stones. I mean, some of them weighing up to 30 tons. And there's many theories. The most popular theory is what he called magnetism, or you may hear the word a perpetual motion machine, which used a magnets to actually lift these materials. It's really hasn't been proven or disproven at all, but he claims he found the secret to the way the pyramids were built. And if you go back into the archives of the show, and I did an entire show on some of the mysteries of the stoneworking for the pyramids, but you know, he claimed that. But also, I gathered from doing the research on this, he was somewhat of a salesman, a good marketer. So you know, some of that could have been part of it, you know, the mystery, because what he did is he opened up this facility as a tourist attraction. So he would charge people whatever it was at the time, a nickel to come in, and he would give them a tour of the place, et cetera, et cetera. So you kind of wonder whether, okay, you know, maybe he's just making these stories up or hinting to these stories, making it mysterious. But there's been TV shows. Ancient Aliens did a topic on it, Discovery Channel, lots of videos on YouTube. If you go check them out, just type in the mystery of the Coral Castle, and it's pretty interesting. But there is one theory that they claim how they solved this particular mystery. And that mystery is he basically used a block and chain, you know, set it on a tripod. And there's actually video of this, some short videos of him actually moving some materials that way. So can it be done? Yes, it can be done. And if you really want to see how you can stack stone like they did at Stonehenge, like they possibly did at the pyramids, there's an individual, and I believe he was out of Michigan somewhere, actually out of Flint, Michigan, yes, where the bad water is. And he has a video of him actually moving massive amounts of material just by using fulcrums. It's really, really interesting. And I'll give you his name because you'll want to look it up and see if you're really interested in that. But his name is Wally, W-A-L-L-Y, Wallington, W-A-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. And, you know, he's moving like putting a 19,000-pound block of stone on its end, which is incredible. And he's only done it with weight. And it's kind of hard to describe. He would basically take this long 19,000-pound piece of stone, add some weights on it, put a piece of wood under it, then flip it back over, and eventually he would stand it up, which is pretty interesting. And if you ever visit the Coral Castle, you could see how that possibly could have been done. But, you know, the conspiracy theorists are out there, and they're saying, well, he used magnetism. You know, I guess there's an alien one running around as well, but it's a really, really interesting project. He built this thing for something like 28 years, spent 28 years of his life constructing this particular memorial, if you will. He lived in it. He actually built an AC generator, magnetic generator, and there's some controversy in that as well. You can look that up. He used to actually turn it by hand, and it would power a light bulb. And there's theories out there that say, well, he used this particular generator or one similar to it to actually create the magnetism that lifted these stones up. And I found one story particularly interesting. And, you know, I don't know if I believe that or not. I'm just presenting what the research that I found on the subject is that he actually started this Coral Castle, which was 10 miles away in Florida City, and then moved it to where it is today in Homestead, which is about 10 miles away. And he hired a trucker, flatbed trucker, to haul these stones, but he wouldn't let the truck driver see how he loaded these blocks of material. So the truck driver would pull up. He would make him go around the corner or leave the site. He would load the blocks. The truck driver would come back, you know, a little bit later, and then drive the trucks to the new location, and he would make the truck driver leave again, and he would unload them. Well, the story, which is interesting about that, is that when the truck driver pulled up one time, he left but came back like 10 or 15 minutes later, and he had the entire truck loaded that fast. So if that's a true story, and I do put a big if in there, it's kind of interesting that he could do it that quickly. So, you know, you start wondering, well, maybe he did have some kind of secret for moving these large blocks around. So when I come back, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about some of the other interesting features that were made at this Coral Castle. So I'll be back right after this.
Thank you, Tough Skin, one of our gold sponsors. Marble etches and stains, Tough Skin guarantees it will not. Tough Skin provides a unique product and installation service anywhere in the USA with their proprietary stone laminate products. They protect marble countertops with an acid, oil, and waterproof guarantee. That's right, it's now possible to install marble, onyx, and travertine countertops without the worry of etching and staining from common household items like wine, lemon, coffee, or other acidic foods. People have been trying to figure this out for thousands of years, and Tough Skin Surface Protection has done it. Available in gloss and satin to match the countertop finish. Visit them online at toughskinprotection.com. That's T-U-F-F skinprotection.com to learn more.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and we're talking about the Coral Castle in Homestead, Florida, and the mystery of how it was built. And a couple of other cool features of this particular Coral Castle was he has a sundial there. He constructed a sundial, and the sundial has been, you know, installed since the 1930s, and it's accurate within 2 minutes. So that's pretty incredible. Now, if you're a rock and roll fan, and you remember the song by Billy Idol called Sweet 16. You can look that up on YouTube, Billy Idol, Sweet 16. Billy Idol wrote that song and recorded that song based on a visit he had to the Coral Castle. And if you look at the video of Sweet 16, it was actually filmed at the Coral Castle, which I thought was kind of interesting. Okay, so if you believe the fact that, let's say you don't believe in the conspiracy theory, you don't believe in the magnetism issue, but you believe in the block and chain hoist that he was used, you're wondering, okay, that's how you lift the stone up. How do you end up moving the stone from one location to another? And that can also be done with chains. And it's what we call a chain ratchet and roller. And you can see this again on YouTube. You would basically lift the block up, put some rollers under there, and rollers could be simple as a log. And you would have a ratcheting chain that would pull it. And that ratcheting chain makes it much easier to actually move those materials around. So it's possible. A lot of work. You know, this guy took 28 years to put this thing together. So, you know, I guess he had nothing to do at night. But anyway, what's another interesting thing that I found interesting is that where he got this stone was right on the site. It on a coral stone. So he didn't really have to move these particular pieces up that far. Now, they claim he used a chainsaw to actually do carving, which isn't that much of a mystery. Let's go back to the swinging door. Let's go back to this 30-ton door that you can push with your finger. Well, back in the 80s, it broke. And when it broke, they were able to look at the actual mechanism that actually moves. And it was basically a bearing off a truck with a metal rod. And, you know, even now that can be done. I guess what's pretty amazing about that, in order to do that, you have to find the exact center of weight with this material. So you could take any large, you know, block of stone. If you find the exact center and you put it on a pivot, it's very easy to move, very easy to push. So that's how they discovered that he actually made this particular door. It's no longer there. I think they have just like a little tiny piece of it on a bearing that you can push, but that big, huge gated door is no longer there. I was kind of disappointed in that when I visited because I really wanted to see that. So, you know, was this nothing more than a big marketing, you know, which is pretty smart if you think about it. You know, if you know you want to attract tourists to a location, you know, create some mystery about it. The mystery obviously was how did this, you know, frail, 90-some pound man, you know, move all these blocks and create this monument, this castle with all these carvings and stones, heavy stones stacked on top of one another without the use of cranes, without the use of, you know, any automated equipment or whatever. So it's, you know, it's pretty smart if you think about it. Well, back in the, I guess it was the night, I didn't write it down when he died. I think it was back in the 1960s or something. He actually got sick, went to a hospital in Miami and died. Let me see if I can find it here in my notes. I didn't think it was super, super important. But anyway, the coral stone, if you guys are familiar with the stone in South Florida, is a sedimentary rock. It's what we call an olithic limestone. It's coral stone, basically. Some interesting other facts is that originally it wasn't called the Coral Castle. It wasn't named the Coral Castle until after he died. And at the time, he called it the Rockgate Park, and primarily because of the gate, that big block of stone that you could push around. Let's see, 1986 is when it said it actually stopped moving. If you happen to be listening live and you want to call in with a question or a comment, the number is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968. Here, he was 5 foot tall, and he weighed exactly 100 pounds. You know, and it says here that legend has it that he was inspired to build the structure after being abandoned by his 16-year-old sweetheart. And he called her Sweet 16. I guess it referred to as Sweet 16, and hence the title of the song that Billy Idol wrote and recorded, called Sweet 16, which I thought was really interesting. It says here he was a hard worker. That goes without say. Self-styled philosopher and a bit of a crank. I don't know. He used to give out a series of pamphlets. He actually wrote a pamphlet or a small book on magnetism, and I've never read it, but from what I understand, it was very difficult to figure out what in the world he was saying. So it's kind of interesting. And it's kind of interesting to think about, you know, the time frame. This was 1930s, you know, late 1930s that this was all going on. So it's really, really interesting. All right. I thought that would be a quick little podcast to do. And again, if anybody has ever visited the Miami area, south of Miami in Homestead, Florida, is the Coral Castle. Definitely worth a visit. And give me a holler. Send me an email. If you have any comments on that, my email is fhouston, F-H-U-E-S-T-O-N @gmail.com. Also, as I mentioned on every show, I have my seminar coming up in Las Vegas in February. It's a stone inspection and troubleshooting seminar. So if you want to attend that, now would be the time to get in. I'm getting a lot of calls on it, and I do limit the number of people in that particular class. So anyway, folks, until next time, thanks for listening. Keep setting those tiles, polishing that stone, and fabricating those tops. Later, my friends.
Are you looking for quality greenstone working products? ESP sells many lines of fine quality, environmentally safe products. Stone Pro, MB Stone Care, Bondstone, and Touchstone Adhesives. More Stone Care products, Easy Care products, and Better Bio, which is over 80% bio-based and approved by the USDA. For more info, visit espsales.net. That's espsales.net.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Visit gettraintoday.com to learn about e-learning and hands-on courses offered by the Surfaces Learning Institute. Learn from industry experts the skills needed to start offering stone and tile restoration, or take your existing skills to the next level quickly and with a solid foundation. More advanced courses include commercial maintenance, inspection and troubleshooting, historic property preservation, how to become an expert witness, and more. Training offered at the Institute goes well beyond essential restoration and maintenance skills training to include a variety of other relevant topics for growing your business and leveraging your skills. For example, essential marketing or how to become an expert witness. All training is reinforced with resources and tremendous support to help you hit the ground running with confidence. Visit gettraintoday.com to learn more.